Daf is Daf Kuf Nun Bey. So we got to the very top line. We're still discussing the sugyas of Matnas Shchimira. So the Gemara says, Itmar Matnas Shchimira Shekasuba Kinyan. So let's say you write a kinyan in the shtar itself. How does that change, or does it change anything? Because we know a normal Matnas Shchimira is sufficient for the Shchimira to say, I want to new this money, this property to someone, and that's considered enough. So the before you go right in the Gemara, look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes halfway down the narrow lines, even if you didn't say write a kinyan, it's still the same halacha would be questionable. Even if there's no document, when he's discussing what to do with his property, so what happens if you add a ma'isa kinyan, either a statement, or you write it, or you do a ma'isa kinyan, does that change anything? And the reason why the Gemara chose a case of writing a kinyan, says the Rashbam, aval orcha de milsanak. This is a typical case that you'd write in the Matnas Shchemira document, you'd write a kinyan. But any time you would do or say or write a kinyan, that's the shaila. Does anything change with a kasuba kinyan? So the Gemara quotes Machlokas Amarayim here. Beirav mishmei derav. Beis Medrash Rav quoted from the Rebbe Rav, Amri, they said, Arkave atrei richshe. You're riding on two camels, if you will, two donkeys, if you will. We'll see what that means in a second. And when it comes to Shmuel, Shmuel says, Amar lo yadanim ayadin ba. I'm not really sure how to proceed, how to judge such a case. So the Gemara elaborates. Bei Rav, Mishmei the Rav, Amri, they said, Arkave atrei richshe. You're riding two kochos, two strengths. Harehu kimatnes bari. Harehi kimatnas shchemira. It's actually both. It has a koach of a matnas bari, and it has a koach of a matnas shchemira. How so? Because since it's a shchemira, the guy's dying, so that gives it a koach of matnas shchemira. Once you write a ma'aseh kinyan, that gives it a koach of matnas bari. So how does this play out? So harehi kimatnas bari in that she'im amad eino chozer. If the guy ends up getting healthy, there's no retracting, because since he wrote kinyan, it's giving the shchemira is giving it to the guy forever. There's no retracting anymore. The kinyan makes it final. The gift is final. Yet on the other hand, how is it matnas shchemira? Harehi kimatnas shchemira she'im amar. If he says halva'aso leploni, then halva'aso leploni. What is this going? What does this mean? So look at the Rashbam. It's around medium wide lines down in the Rashbam. He says, "Sheim Amar Halva'aso Leploni, Bizo Samatana. This gift I'm giving you that you're going to be able to collect. Imnasan Lo Halva Shechayv Lo Ishacher. So Adam owes me money, and I say to Harry, you know, Adam's going to pay you instead of me. He'll pay directly to you. So the lacha is normally." Normally, you need my mitzlashin for such a thing to work. To me, to pass over halva to someone else, you need my mitzlashtim. Here, though, by a shchemira, you don't need my mitzlashtim. The kaimelan begitin says the Rashbam, money libiadcha tenei leploni. The money I have in you, in your possession, I want you to give it to the third party, and that works. By my mitzlashtim kani. Loshna milva loshna pikadim. Whether or not he has money of mine or he has an object of mine, I could transfer it over by my mitzlashtim. But hacha. Kani, but tzavah shchemira. Here, you don't need my mitzlashtim. A simple tzavah from the shchemira is sufficient. Af agav duleka b'maymad shlashtim. So therefore, Rav says these ideas of writing a kid in the shchemira gives it a koach of shchemira again to being able to rechannel a halva without my mitzlashtim. That's why it's a shchemira. But it's a matnas bari in that I can't retract even if I get better. That's shitas Rav. Then Gemara quotes the opinion of Shmuel. And Shmuel Amar, lo yadanam ayadin ba. I'm not really sure how to judge such a case, because he says, Shema lo gamar lahaknoso ela bishtar. Maybe when the Shchemira says, and I wanted there to be a kinyan, maybe he wants it to only work with a shtar. Normally by Matnas Shchemira, a divor alone is sufficient. But by him adding the word kinyan, it might change something. And the loch is, ein shtar lachar misa. If the shtar wasn't written before he died, you cannot go ahead and write a shtar after he dies. It doesn't work like that. And therefore, since his intention possibly was, I only want the kinyan to go through with a shtar, and no shtar is written, you can't do anything with the property. So look at Rashbam, how he explains how the suffix comes about according to Shmuel. He writes around halfway down the medium wide lines down, Lo yadona mai eden bay, dilma lo kaneklal afilu emes. Maybe the kinyan's not good at all if the shchemira dies. Why? Since normally, by simply saying, the Shemira says, I want this property to go to a person, and that normally works. So since it's a case where he doesn't leave any property left for himself, he gives everything away to Reuven Bedibor, he gives it to Reuven Shimon Levi, he splits it up and leaves nothing for himself, that works Bedibor Balma. So Lamali too, Lak Nui Basuda. So why is the Shemira doing a Maisa Kinnin if it's unnecessary? Hilkach, there's room to say and to suggest, Mehader Hader. Maybe when he says a Kinyan, he's trying to undo what he initially said about the Shemira. He's being by saying, you know what? I don't want to do the Mana Shemira anymore. I want to do it through a Maisa Kinyan. So he undoes what he initially had said as a Shemira. And therefore, it's possible it doesn't work unless you write it down in a shtar, and Ein Shtar Chamisa, and the Shmuel says, leaves it over as a suffix. That's the din of Rav versus Shmuel in this case. Gemara now asks a question, Rami dirav adirav, u dishmuel adishmuel. Gemara is going to ask a kasha on both opinions. Dishalach Rabin mishmei di Rabbi Abahu. Rabin sent back in the name of Rabbi Abahu, havayada, you should be aware, shashalach Rabbi Lazar legola. Rabbi Lazar sent out to the gola, to diaspora, mishum Rabbeinu, the name of Rabbeinu in this case is Rav. So they sent in the name of Rav, keep in mind this is Rav. Shchimira she'amar kisvu utinu manil ploni. A person who is dying says, write and give an amount of money to Reuven, umes, and he dies, ein kosvin venosim. You do not write it, and you cannot give it. Shema lo gamar laknos ela b'shtar. Maybe his intent was only to give it if there's a shtar. But since Oshar is written, ein shar lachar misa. You can't write a document after the Shemira dies. So that's Rav Shita. So above we said that Rav said the kinyan just strengthens it. It's of course going to be a final sale. It just gives it strength that he can't retract. But of course you could go through the kinyan. But here in the name of Rav, we're saying no. If once he does a ma'isa kinyan, he requests there to be a kinyan to write it down in a shtar, then you can't give it away. That goes against Rav. And now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, quoting Shmuel now, Hilchas, the bottom line is, he argues and says, you can be kosvin venosin. But didn't we just say above that Shmuel says, Ein shtar lachemisa? But here it says, Shmuel, you can be kosvin venosin after he died. So there's a stira both to Rav and to Shmuel. So Gemara answers, firstly it says, Kasha dirav hadirav, Kasha dishmuel hadishmuel. There's a Kasha to both. So dirav hadirav lo Kasha hadikonamine, hadilokonamine. The first part of the Amud, when Rav says the kinin goes through, that's where they did a Maisa kinin. They shook hands, they did a kinin sudar, and therefore that's sufficient, and after the death, you could go through and pass on the kinin, because the kinin was really made prior to his death. But the case here that we just brought, that shalach b'shim Rabbeinu, that's a case where there was no ma'isa kinin, there was no kinin suda done now, and therefore Rav says, well, if no kinin was done now, maybe his intent was only to give it in the context of a kinin, in the context of a shtar, which there was none, and therefore the property does not pass over to the other party. So what about Shmuel? So Gemara says, Shmuel ad Shmuel lo kasha as well. B'miyafes kocha. So we're going to explain on base what that means, is, but normally Shmuel says that the guy says a kinyan, I want the Shemira. He first says, I want the property to go to Reuven. Then he says, I want there to be a kinyan. So Rechosh is that kinyan undoes the initial matnas Shemira. But in the situation where he says, I want that to be a kinyan, and it's clear in his words, his kinyan is not undoing the matnas Shemira, but rather it's being mosif. It's just trying to memyach kochav, to strengthen and enforce it. So then, even Shmuel will agree, you can pass over the nechasim after he dies. So we'll see on Amud Beis what Miyafa Kocha means according to Shmuel. How do you know if it's Miyafa Kocha or not? So the Gemara continues to explain Shita Shmuel. Yosef Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Achorei de Rava. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. Yosef Rava Kamei de Rav Nachman. And Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman Stam. So there's Rav Nachman facing Rava, and behind Rava was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Kabai Minei, so Rava was asking from Rav Nachman, Mi Amar Shmuel, does Shmuel really hold Shema lo gamar laknos ela b'shtar vein shtar lachar misa? That maybe when he says kinyan after the shchemira, matnas shchemira, he's trying to retract it and ein shtar lachar misa. Does Rav, does Shmuel really hold that way? The ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, doesn't Rav Yehuda, his Taman Muvach, quote from Shmuel himself, that a shchemira shekasev kol nechasev lachir, a shchemira writes all his property to some other person or many people, even though he made a kinyan now, imamad chozer. If he gets healthy, everything goes back. That's a normal din of matnas shchemira. and it's only true biyadua shlohaya kinyan ela machmas misa. So that's a standard case. That if you know a shomer is dying, he gives away all of his property, and it's clear he's giving the property away because he's dying. If he gets imamad, if he gets healthy, he takes the money back, the property back. So what's the significance of this statement? So Rashbam points out on the top of Amud Beis, we could deduce from this statement, biyadua shlo hayakinin el machmas misa. If he gets better, it retracts because he only gave it because he thought he was going to die. But since in fact he didn't die, he could go back. But the implication is, ha, if he dies, kana hamakabel matana. The gift is a good gift. V'lo amrina, we don't say shemelo gomer laknos ela b'shtar vein shtar lachamisa. We don't say maybe you shouldn't pass on the gifts because maybe it only worked with a shtar. So how come one case Shmuel says you don't give the gift over after he dies, and the second case he says you do give the gift over after he dies? So the Gemara says v'ach v'le b'yadei v'ishtik. He made some gesture. What's ach v'le? What was the gesture he made? So it says the Rashbam, the first narrow line down, ach v'le biyodei. So Rav Nachman made the gesture of shiodea teretz abadavar. He was saying, I know the answer. Unclear what the gesture was exactly. Or inami, maybe he was ramizlo kiyin yifoy kach. He made something that, no, the case where it's a good kinyan is where the statement of kinyan was b'miyafe kochel. Not where he was undoing the matnas shemira, but the saying I want there to be a kinyan was strengthening it. So he made some gesture. I don't know. He flexed his muscle or something. I don't know what kind of gesture he made. He did something to show to hint the answer in the miyafa kocho, and that's why it's a good kinyan even according to Shmuel. So the Gemara asks now. So kikama. So now amma kikam when they got up, or Rav Nachman left the building. Amma Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava. So the fact that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava indicated he was lesser than him, he was less than him, or maybe he was a Talmud. So Rav Nachman didn't understand the gesture that Rav Nachman himself made. So my ach v'lecha. So he asked his Rebbe Rava, I think he's his Rebbe, I'm assuming he is. He asked Rava, what exactly was Rav Nachman gesturing to you? So Amar Lei, Rava said, b'miyafes kocho. He was telling me that the reason why Shmuel allows the kinyan to take place in the second scenario is because when the Shemira said, I want there to be a kinyan, he wasn't retracting from the Matna Shemira, he was strengthening and reinforcing the Matna Shemira. So how does one know what's miyafes kocho? Heichi dami miyafes kocho, asks Gemara. Am Rav Chista, v'kinyan minei mosif al matanasa da. So when you write the Lashon that this kinyan on it is adding on to the gift. So it's already the matana, matna shchemira exists, but I want there to be a kinyan which just strengthens and reinforces the matana. That's the language that clearly is miyafes kocho.
Written in the shtar,
exactly. Well, seemingly according to Rashbam, it would be enough even to say it, like he said in Amun Aleph, to say it might be sufficient that kinyan aminei mosif al matanasa da. So look at the Rashbam, just some language you might be familiar with from the reading the Ksuba. Rashbam writes four narrow lines down, the kinyan minei mosif al matnas da, kechomad dekasim mefor shleil, b'manu dekashel, mekinyan bei shar v'kayim. That whole language, everything that we wrote above, I want it to be strengthened. So if you have in the ksuba as well, these lashonos that are just strengthening the kinyan of the ksuba, we have it as well in the gift to make a matnas shchemira final. The kolomer v'kinyan minei kinyan gamor lohosif liyafas kocha mevada matana shenasan balpeh. So that's the idea of the Lashon Yisera. The extra word is simply the liyafos koach, to give it further strength. And that's when Shmuel allows the kinyan to go through after the death. But if that Lashon is not used, so then we assume it's undoing the initial matana. Gemara now says, pshita kasav lazev, kasav lazev. It's obvious in a situation where you first write the property to Reuven. The will goes to Reuven, but then later you change your mind, you want to write the will to Shimon. Hainu dechiyasa, that's exactly the case. That dechiyasa Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said the following halacha that he learned in Eretz Yisrael. Daitiki mevatalat daitiki. That the second will overrides the first will. So a person in his lifetime, oftentimes it happens, he'll change the will, or she'll change the will as they get further. They get more assets, or they want to divide the property differently. So whatever is the latest date of the daitiki of the will, that always overrides the previous one. So that's a pasha din. Kasa lazeh, we always follow the second shtar. What about kasa vizika lazeh? Let's say you write a prop, you write a document, and then you're mezakeh to someone. And Rashbam says, around eight narrow lines up, kasa vizika lazeh, kasa kol nechasa l'ruvain. You write all your property to Reuven. Masalasa Shah, and you hand him the Shah L'Rayasa L'Zechusa. Here's the will that shows you have the full ownership to it. So that's what you do. But then you do the same thing to Shimon. So now they both have the Shtar holding, you know, of the showing that they are Zocha to the property when their parent dies, let's say. So who gets it? The first one or the second one? So Rav Amar Rishon Kana, the first one gets it because there's a Zechus. Rashbam says, Rav Amar Rishon Kana, the Hazika Kikinin Chashavle. When you mezakeh to someone the property with this will, it's mamish like a Maisa Kinin. Vare hikimane shchimira shekasaba kinin de arkeve atrei richche. By handing it to the individual, it's as if you're writing a kinyan on that shtar. Vafilu amad einachoser. We said before, even though normally a man shchimira who gives all his property away, if he gets healthy, he takes it back. But if you do some type of action like a Maisa Kinin, strengthening it, that turns it into a level of a matnas bari where the shchemira, even if it gets better, can never retract. So when you hand over the document saying that I wrote your name to get on my property, there's no greater kinyan than that. So that's why Rishon is kana, because there's nothing left for the sheni to be kona. That's all according to Rav. But Shmuel Amar, and he argues, sheni kona, the second guy's kana. How? So the Gemara explains what I just said. Rav Amar Rishon kana, because I rei hikimatnas bari, when you handed in the daidiki, that's like you're giving him a gift. And there's no retracting. So Rishon gets everything, the Sheni gets nothing. But Shmuel Amar, Sheni Kana. The second guy gets it. How come the first guy doesn't get it? Harei Kimatnas Shchemira. Because like it's a Matnas Shchemira. And we said before, look at the last narrow line of the Rashbam. Shmuel Amar, Sheni Kana. Kedin Matnas Shchemira Bechol Nechazav. Like in general. When a Shchemira gives a property to one person, Shein Bakinyan, that there is no Kinyan, he just writes it down. Vim Amad Echozer, if he gets healthy. So the Matnas Shchemira goes back to the Shchemira who is now healthy. V'amrina Le'el, we said earlier, in the name of, I think it was Shmuel himself even, Kol She'im Amad Chozer, Chozer B'matanasa. Any case where if he got healthy, he could retract. So even if he doesn't get healthy, if he decides to retract, he's able to. So therefore, the first guy was never Kona, and he wanted to rechannel the property elsewhere, so the Sheni is Kona, according to Shmuel. And the fact that the guy did a Kinyan on the Rishon doesn't make any difference to Shmuel. Because Shmuel and Amar Aleph told us that a Shchemira that you write Kinyan on, he's not sure of that necessarily. It works like Ra, that strengthens the gift. So the Gemara says, "V'ha ifliga b'chada zimna." Did we already have this type of case? This case here seems very similar to the previous case. What's the situation here? Situation is, an Amun Aleph is, you have a Shchemira, a Matnas Shchemira, and you write Kinyan in it, so that, Vina Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, whether the writing of the Kinyan makes it better or not. Rav says it makes it better, and Shmuel says it doesn't. See, the same thing here. You write a Matnas Shchemira, and you don't write Maisa Kinyan, but you give the Shtar. So again, Rav says it makes it better, and Shmuel says it doesn't. Just parallel machlokas. What's the need to repeat both of these debates? So the Gemara explains that you need both them. Tzricha, you need both of these machlokas. How so? D itmar b'ha, if we only had the first case, b'ha kamarav mishum dekani minei, on Amun Aleph, when there is a real Maisa Kinyan Sudar. So maybe that's the only case where Rav thinks that the Rishon gets everything. It's a final Kinyan. Abal Baha, in this case now, there is no Kinyan Suda that took place. You just handed him the shtar that wrote who's getting it, but that's not a Maisa Kinyan. Maybe here, Eima Modi Leila Shmuel. Maybe Rav would agree to Shmuel that the Rishon isn't Kona everything. Kamashman, even in this case, when there was no real Kinyan Sudar, the Rishon is Kona everything. And now the opposite direction. V Itmar Baha, if we had this case, the second case here, where you handed him the shtar only, but there was no Maisa Kinyan, maybe Baha Kamar Shmuel. Maybe this is the only time Shmuel says the Rishon is in Kona, and yet the Sheni does get it. Aval, in the previous case, in Amun Aleph, Dilo Kona Midei, Eima Modul Shmuel. But in a situation, sorry, other way. Aval, Bahach, the first case, where you wrote a Maisa Kinyan, and there was a Kinyan Sudar, Eima Modul Leila Rav. Maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav. Ah, if there's a Kinyan Sudar, so then I'll agree to you, Rav, that the Kinyan goes through. Tzricha, the teacher, said even in the first case where there's a Maisa Kinyan Sudar, even Shmuel says that the guy could retract the Rishon and give it to the Shein. Gemara now says in the last few lines of the Amud here, B'sura Masna Hachi, Sura taught it the way we just presented it in the Sugya here. But B'pumpadisa Masna Hachi, B'pumpadisa had a slightly different version of this discussion. So how did they learn it? Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Shalchulem Mi Be Rav, l'Shmuel. Rav sent a message to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu taught us that a shchimira shekasav kol nechasav l'acherim. A shchimira who writes all his property to other people. V'kana miyado. And they did a ma'isa kinin. Mahu. What's the halacha? So that's what he sent to Shmuel. And shalach lehu. Shmuel says to him, Ein l'acher kinin klum. One to do ma'isa kinin, there's no retracting. Is what Shmuel is agreeing to, even in this case to Rav, that if there's a ma'isa kinin sudar, everybody agrees there's no retracting anymore. So what was understood? The Gemara says, so, Savar Minei, they understood Shmuel's response, Savar Minei, Hani Mili La'acher, Aval Atzma Lo. They thought that when we say, De'ein La'acher kinin klum, that once there's a ma'isa kinin, there's never any retracting, that means you can never retract and give it to somebody else. That's final. But if you want to take it back for yourself, then they thought, even though Ma'isa Kinin was done to Reuven, I could always retract to keep it for myself. That was what they initially had thought. But came along Amar Lahu Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said to the Talmidim of Rav, who misunderstood this message, they said, Ki Asa Rav Huna, when Rav Huna came back from Eretz Yisrael, it'll be Kofri, wherever Kofri is exactly, Pirsha, he explained, Bein La'atzmo, Bein La'acher. Whether the Shemir wants to retract to give to others, or whether he wants to retract to keep it for himself, either way, it doesn't work, the retraction, because once there's a ma'isa kinin kanam yadei, there is never going back. And the Gemara says, we'll just do a few more lines here. Hahu de kanam yinei. There's once a ma'isa that the guy did a ma'isa kinin, and he gave it over with a kinin sudar. So us, in the comment of Huna, he went to Rav Huna, Amar ma'i abidlecha, what could I do till aknes kidimakache inshi? I didn't do the proper kinin, I didn't do the normal way that a normal shchemira does, and therefore I can't retract anymore. Meaning what? That normally a Shchemira just says what he wants to say, but then he could always retract. But I did a Ma'isa Kinin Sudar as a Shchemira, and now what can I do? Everything's final once it's a Kinin Sudar. The Gemara ends off like that. The guy made a mistake. He was making too much of a Kinin, in which case he loses the property forever. Okay. I guess we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem will pick up on Sunday.